We've been talking about Marco Rubio. You had a great night last night. Marco Rubio, not so much. And he has some decisions to make. Would you ever consider him as your running mate?
Well, I don't want to say that, Mickey. You know, he has a big decision to make, and he should make his own decision. And,
but you know, I've
always liked him, and then he really hit me very, very hard. And somehow it didn't work for him.
Could you forgive him?
But I will tell you, I got along with him great until a few weeks ago when he started playing Don Rickles. You know, it was very surprising to see, and he was out of character. And
would you consider him as your vice president?
I became very nasty about it, and I guess he's really got a decision to make. I know what you're talking about. I just don't want to be involved in his decision. His decision is a personal one.
And if he decided to drop out, could you?
If he called you,
since you need help with Hispanic voters, since you need help with the Republican establishment, could Marco Rubio, as your vice president, be a bridge to that Republican establishment?
Well, I think this. I think if he runs and loses, and, you know, I don't think he would win right now. But if he runs and loses, I think he will never be able to do anything very big politically in Florida. I certainly don't think he would be considered by anybody as a vice president. And
but I'm asking you, though, if he drops out before losing Florida, would you consider him? Could he possibly be on a list as a vice president of yours because he could help outreach to Hispanics and help your outreach? To the establishment.
Sure, and he's got a lot of talent. I just don't want to say that yet, Joe. It's just not appropriate to talk about it until he makes a decision. I have respect for him. He's got great talent, and I just don't want to say that yet. It's too soon.
Well, you said sure, so we will take that as a yes.